91X News.
It's negative one and cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Laurie Ann Little. One Canadian has died and three more were injured in a bus crash that happened in eastern Mexico yesterday. The bus was carrying cruise ship passengers to the Mayan ruins when it flipped over on the highway. Due to the crash, 12 passengers have been pronounced dead. We will have more details as the afternoon progresses. Stay tuned on 91X for more on this story. Police are looking for a suspect after last night's robbery of a pizza restaurant in Marmara. The suspect is described as a white man in his 20s, between the heights of 5'3 and 5'5, with a thick build, wearing a red hooded coat, blue jeans, and white shoes. There's been no word yet from the OPP about arrests or charges. The Central Hastings OPP ask if you have information on this case, please call them or contact Crime Stoppers. Belleville police are warning citizens about a phone scam in the city. On Tuesday, a company received a call from someone claiming to be Ontario Hydro. The caller claimed that the business had not paid their bills and that their power was about to be cut off. They also said that they could accept payment over the phone with a credit card. The Belleville police want to remind everyone not to give out your personal information or financial information over the phone. Remember, cases like this can be reported to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre at 1-888-495-8501. It looks like whoever took baby Jesus and Mary from St. Paul's United Church found their Christmas spirit. On December 9th, both Mary and Jesus went missing, but have been returned to the church this morning. No charges will be laid for this prank, but the OPP would still like to talk to whoever was behind it. Belleville will be home to a new homeless shelter in 2018. Katy Perry has the story.
The Grace Inn homeless shelter started planning in January 2016. There is not a confirmed date of opening, but Jody Jenkins, who is a chair on the board for the shelter, told QNET News that 2018 will be the year.
We're going to be located at 315 Church Street, which is the old Irish Hall, and it's a roughly 6,000 square foot facility. It's going to have 21 beds and kitchen, laundry facilities, shower, washrooms, all that stuff.
The shelter will be a place to call home for those who are homeless in Belleville and is waiting for approval from the Ministry of Environment to determine the condition of the site, which will change the use of the building from commercial to residential use, said Jenkins.
Until the MOE says that the application is fine, the city can't issue building permits. We're in a standstill, and we're doing everything else in the meantime on the side to get all our ducks in a row so that when that happens that we will be able to immediately get our permit and start the work on the building.
Jenkins says more money is needed before they can open the shelter.
We're going to be responsible for about $330,000 to do everything we need to do inside, and to date, we've raised about $60,000 to $70,000.
This new shelter would be the only emergency lodging for the homeless in Belleville, according to the Hastings Housing Resource Center. Katy Perry, QNET News, Belleville.
A dumpster fire took place at 8:45 last night on Benjamin Street. There's no word yet on what caused the fire, but there were no injuries. Sexual harassment isn't a problem in the workplace, according to a large majority of Canadian male executives surveyed. The Gandalf Group quarterly C-suite survey interviewed 153 Canadian executives in November and December, 95% of which were male. And they asked if sexual assault was a problem in their companies. 94% believe that this was not an issue, despite a survey earlier this year that found 30% of respondents had experienced sexual harassment at work. Ontario is launching a sweeping review of province's energy regulator. The Liberal government is planning a year-long review of the Ontario Energy Board, which is hoped to be led by a former public sector energy executive. Energy Minister Glenn Thibault says that the last time the OEB looked at updating its regulations 10 years ago was 10 years ago, when a lot of energy innovations did not exist.
It's not necessarily, you know, talking about the modernization, you know, from past to present, but future, because we need to ensure that, you know, the OEB is going to be able to adapt to the energy system of 2022, of 2025.
The OEB sets rules for energy companies and establishes rates that consumers pay. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to give its final approval today of a sweeping tax bill and send it to the U.S. President Donald Trump to sign into law. This is set to be the largest overhaul of the U.S. tax code in 30 years. It will slash taxes for corporations and the wealthy, while offering mixed temporary tax relief to working American individuals and families. The Senate approved the bill this morning in a 51-48 vote. Under normal circumstances, this week at Loyalist College would be part of the holidays. Instead, students are continuing their studies. Evan McClellan has the story.
A bus approaches the stop at Loyalist College. At this time of year, it would normally be nearly empty. This week, however, it is full of students. It is one of the consequences of the strike, and some students are not happy. Students like Rebecca Day in the early childhood education program.
It's just that we're so compact, right? Like all the course materials all compact, and we have such a short time to actually spend time with our families.
Mechanical Technique student Josh Graham also had his problems with the situation.
Well, originally I was going to go away for a week and then spend a week down here with family. Now I kind of can't go away for the week and spend a week down here, so I kind of had to cancel my trip.
Emily Warwick, a biotechnology student, is taking a financial hit from this.
Usually for the holidays, I work back in my hometown, so I would have been able to work for the 2 weeks that I would have been able to have off, but now I'm unable to.
Gannett News set up a poll on social media, and over 90% of respondents wish they were home right now. Evan McClellan, Gannett News, Babel.
That's Gannett News on 91X. It's currently 12:06, and sports is next.
I'll be laid off soon. How can I get training?
I need a job. Where do I start?
I don't have a resume. Who can help me?
Need a job now? Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. Come in and begin your search. Don't wait. They have the staff and resources to get you working. Keep you working. Let them help you with all your job search needs, resume support, and retraining options. Call today.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada and the Government of Ontario.
Loyalist Community Employment Services. Start here. Dundas Street, Belleville, right beside Pinnacle.
Good afternoon, I'm Lorianne Little with QNET Sports. Last night, the Wellington Dukes duked it out with the Lindsay Muskies, but ended up losing to a score of 5-4. The Pickering Panthers will be taking on the Toronto Patriots tonight at Westwood Arena. The puck will drop at 7:15. Mike Sherman is adding to the CFL to his football resume. The Montreal Alouettes have hired the former NFL coach to fill their vacant head coaching position. Sherman replaces general manager Kravis Reed, who assumed the position on an interim basis last year after the firing of Jacques Chem Duplain. Sherman, 63, has coached at the high school, the NCAA and NFL levels over his career. He served as head coach / general manager of the Green Bay Packers from 2000 to 2005 and has had a career in the NFL coaching a record of 59-43. Last night, the Ottawa Senators broke their winning streak after just two games with a loss to the Minnesota Wild of 6-4. Ottawa was up 3-1 before blowing their lead. Senators captain Eric Carlson said that his team made some mistakes to give Minnesota the lead.
First period, we played pretty good. We came out strong in the second. Obviously, we got the lead, and they kept coming, and they created a lot of offensive zone time for them and you know, pushed us back a lot, and we got a little bit fatigued and, you know, made some small errors, and unfortunately we couldn't just stick with it.
The Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Carolina Hurricanes 8-1 in an afternoon game at the Air Canada Centre. Leafs coach Mike Babcock looked at the win as a team effort.
They were all over us right at the start. We had good goaltending and then obviously got going and scored some timely goals.
What a way to celebrate the first annual Toronto Maple Leafs Day. Nicholas Deslauriers had the first two-goal game of his NHL career last night as the Montreal Canadiens defeated the Vancouver Canucks 7-5. Deslauriers and the rest of the Montreal's fourth line made five goals in a game where 14 Canadiens hit the score sheet. Deslauriers says it's nice to chip in.
You know, those are the chances I need to capitalize on. You know, I know I'm not here for my points, and and just stats, you know. But if I can contribute like this and take some pressure off our top line, I think it means a lot for our line.
The Winnipeg Jets broke the Nashville Predators' three-game winning streak by edging the Predators 6-4. The Predators led forward. Philip Forsberg said that they didn't give a full 60-minute effort in last night's game.
I think we obviously just got to look ourselves in the mirror and see that we're not good enough to... No team is good enough to only play one period in this league and win, and especially not against one of the best teams in Winnipeg. And the third period is good, but the two others, we got to do better.
Send us your team or league scores at email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is a mix of sun and clouds, a 40% chance of flurries early this morning, with the temperatures falling to -2. Tonight there will be a few clouds with a low of -16, and tomorrow there will be a 40% chance of flurries in the afternoon with a high of -7. It's currently 12:10, and it's -1 at the QNET Newsroom. QNET News 91 on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Laurie Ann Little. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.